Proverbs 6, beginning in verse 16, these are God's words. These six things Yahweh hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren. So far, the reading of God's word. I think one of the reasons why we take sin so lightly is because we are often those fools who are saying in our hearts that there is no God, living as if we are all that exists, living as if there is only that which is under the sun, which, of course, Ecclesiastes tells us is vanity. But if we realize that we are always interacting with the Lord and he is always observing what we are doing, then we will care very much not to do anything that he hates. It's interesting, even when you just know the preferences that people have, especially if they're people that you care about or people that you fear, and we're supposed to do both with the Lord, right? We're supposed to care most about him. We're supposed to fear him the most. And you know their preferences. You know that there are things that they don't like. You're very careful not to do or even come close to those things around them. So what are some things that Yahweh hates that are an abomination to him? A proud look. A proud look. God help us, for we so easily are proud of ourselves and look down upon others, want to show that we are great and others are small. This isn't the only place that we hear such strong language, do we? What does 1 Peter 5 say? It says, God opposes the proud. If you want to be God's enemy, if you want to have him be your enemy, and if you want to be the object of God's hatred, fastest way to do it is to allow pride to rise up in your heart. Pride feels good. There's a swelling, glad feeling that comes in our fleshly nature when we are proud. So we need the Bible to come along and say, no. It may feel in some ways good, but God hates it. You should hate it too. You should be alarmed at it. You should seek to kill it. A lying tongue. God hates not just the lie, but the tongue itself. He'll say again in verse 19, a false witness who speaks lies. God hates lying. Scripture tells us that Satan is a liar and the father of it, and that God cannot lie, and that liars go to hell. My dear children, lying is not a way to get out of trouble or to make yourself look better or to make things go better with you. God is the one who rules over all things at all times, and he hates the lying tongue. When you're afraid that you might be in trouble for something, or you're afraid that you might look bad, and you're tempted to lie, put that temptation to death. Because all you will end up doing is taking whatever trouble you might be in at the time and adding to it the trouble of doing something that God hates. Lying also is one of the schemes of the devil to get you to cut yourself off from help. God has given you parents who love you and want to help you to fight against your sin. And yet, if you were to lie to your parents, you cut yourself off from that help. And you also injure the relationship. You make it difficult for us to know when we can trust you. And you weaken our ability to work together, to love the Lord together, to love one another together, to grow in serving him together. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Remember, the Lord Jesus tells us that just being unrighteously angry or quickly angry or hating in your heart is treated by God, from God, like murder. He hates it. A heart that devises wicked plans. Don't allow yourself those moments in which you indulge, well, I could do this or I could do that. Even if it's not very serious. If you're describing or thinking about something wicked, God hates the heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that are swift in running to evil. Or it says elsewhere, swift to shed blood. Feet that are swift in running to evil. A false witness who speaks lies. And one who sows discord among the brethren. We all know because of the sin in our original nature and our remaining sin, even after we're converted, that secret pleasure that one can take in getting under someone else's skin or stirring up a little bit of trouble or provoking a little bit of strife. God hates it. It is an abomination to him. May God grant that we would live with the awareness of being before his face and in his presence, so that those things he hates, we will hate too. And not treat them as if they are small things. Things that we do rather easily and just say, oh, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. And it's done. And we end up treating very lightly and incidentally treating the forgiveness of Christ as a small thing. And what it cost him as a small thing. But God help us not to treat very lightly that which he hates and are an abomination to him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for speaking to us so bluntly, so seriously in your word about these things, so that we might be shaken out of our being comfortable with such terrible things, things so bad that you hate them. And so we pray that your spirit would help us, that you would make this portion of your word to take root in our hearts, that we too might be made like Christ. We are so thankful for him when we realize how much we have done that you hate and are opposed to, how very much we have made ourselves your enemies in our actions and in our hearts. We thank you that you gave him who was perfectly pleasing to you and your beloved son, even in his human nature, that you gave him for us. And we ask that you would continue in your love towards us, pouring out your spirit to make us to be more like Jesus, that we might hate what you hate and love what you love. For we ask it in Jesus' name.